Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:08 and change here in the great Northeast this beautiful Thursday, December 4, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basiliga and his great Basiliga Hospitality Group, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we've lost this year, but salute today, thanks to John, like Robert Uncle Bob Hopkins of Scranton, Joseph Grigasitis, South Wilkes-Barre, and Thomas Mazatosta, Buck Township. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Well, have you recovered from Brad yet? Did you notice how he had an answer ready? A totally made-up answer. That they were going to be released in January. Well, which January, Brad? The January after he was out of office? Why would that be? This January, a year after he was out of office? Liar. See, they have to lie and make things up so that their narratives can attempt to make sense. It's really crazy. Now, here's an interesting thing. One of the things they've hit Trump on briefly was about his pardon. It's a long story, and I do want to get into it. His pardon of Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez. And he pardoned him. He's doing a 45-year sentence in the U.S. for drug trafficking and weapons charges. He was complicit in the drug trade. I'm going to read this to you when we get an opportunity. But he was working for the CIA. Unreal. And somebody texted in, my man John texted in something. There's a guy, not Kenny Rogers, and he posts this. Just so I'm clear on this issue, the people who are passionate about being allowed to kill unborn children up until the moment of birth are now up in arms over a handful of narco-terrorists getting blown up while trying to smuggle drugs into our country. Do I have that correct? Yes. Yes, sadly you do. They're sick. They're actually sick. All right. We talk about John Basiliga all the time. I absolutely love the guy. He's a super patriot, a great supporter of our veterans and so many other charities. But you know what he does that's most important? He creates jobs by the hundreds. We're now into the thousands overall, and creates companies that create for us experiences. Basiliga Hospitality among them, and he is with us now. John, how are you, my friend?
Hi, Bob. Good morning.
It's great to have you back. Tell us, the Coney Island deal is starting to take shape. There was a little bit of a fire setback, But you're overcoming that, and you're really in the middle of the throes of the construction.
Yeah, definitely, Bob. First off, I want to say thank you for the introduction, and thank you for giving me and my companies the opportunity to honor our vets. I'm super proud to do that, and I think we've been doing it for a couple of years now.
Yep. It's amazing.
It's great.
John, and I'm telling you what, it's the reason I do the show. If we didn't have the Veterans Tributes, I wouldn't be doing the show. I could spout off like this to anybody.
Yeah, we owe them so much. So, the ones we lost and the ones that are still here. So thank you for that opportunity. And as far as Coney Island, Bob, we had a setback when the front facade fell down, and that was due to some interior demolition and removal of the first floor facade, and we're cutting some windows in the contractor I had. And that night, if you remember, the night before it happened, was just heavy winds. And I think something just got shifted a little bit, and it just came down. It was one of those unfortunate things. But, the first thing I asked was that everybody was okay. And once I knew that, I said, we could put it back together. It's no problem. We had some engineers from the city come out, and they were like, we have to tear it down. And I said, hold up a minute. I don't want to tear down this beautiful icon, the gem of a building that's been part of the city for over 100 years. And more importantly, when Pete and Bobby Ventura called me about the property, they never had it on the market. I gave my word that I would bring it back, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
That's great. I'm telling you, I love it, and always love Coney Island. I like the original, yeah. and I like the Ventura's version too, up on Lackawanna Avenue. So this is one of your smaller projects, but it is taking shape.
Well, Bob, what ended up being Coney Island is 515 Lackawanna, and the upper floors were kind of vacant for a very long time. And what I ended up doing, I always look for different revenue streams to diversify my financial risk. And I know being in the hot dog business is probably a tough thing. You have to sell in volume at a low price point, which is fine. So when I looked at the project, I reached out to the city to acquire the property next door, which was the vacant lot, which is 513 Lackawanna Avenue. And I wanted to add an ice cream type thing to accommodate the Coney Island, the Texas Wieners, and the burgers and the stuff they did. So I had this project, which would include, an ice cream stand at Coney Island, and then five apartments above Coney Island. And then former Mayor Wayne Evans reached out, and he said, I was going to do this building, these renovations on here. Would you be interested in the old hobby shop, which is 517 Lackawanna? And I said, absolutely, Wayne. And Wayne's a guy that's always fought for, bringing this city forward. And I appreciated him reaching out to me. So these properties were all off market, and I was able to get 513, 515, and 517. So at the end of the day, the project with these three parcels put together is 10 apartments, a new commercial storefront in Wayne's building, which is the old hobby center on the first floor, Coney Island, and the ice cream stand. So it is a pretty big project, but not our biggest by far.
Now, the marketplace at Steamtown, this concept that you came up with to sort of do a Reading Terminal thing that you've been doing once a month, man, it is growing. People love it. And we're in Scranton. We love indoor activities in the winter. How did you think of that concept and say, hey, I could bring this here?
I just had an old food court, Bob. And, I can't believe it, but it's been 10 years since I bought the Steamtown Mall, Marketplace at Steamtown now. And I just needed to do something. I knew I needed to bring foot traffic into the building. And what could I do that was a little bit different that could, get people to open up little businesses and incur more businesses to be motivated to move into downtown, which is super, super important. I said it's the nucleus of our whole area. So the marketplace, we got it going, and it's a lot of work because we're not even charging people to open up their stands. We just want people to do well, make some money. And if they like it that much, they could open up on a permanent basis is our long-term goal. Mm-hmm. So it's bringing a lot of people in there, a lot of different variety of stuff. And I partnered up with a woman named Kristen Powers, and she's just been amazing. She had the, holiday market for a lot of years in Scranton, and she's great. She knows all the vendors. She sets it up. She should get a lot of the credit there. I have the space, but she's doing a great job, and it shows. It's picking up steam again. We went through a lot of hard times with the COVID thing and all other times of stuff, and I just never gave up on it. So it's doing better than ever right now, and
you know, and never giving up on things, Bob, is super important. Even Coney Island and a lot of other things, because our younger generations are watching what we do, and we need to inspire them to never give up. And if you want something good, work hard for it.
John Basiliga is our guest, developer through all Northeast Pennsylvania, Scranton in particular. Talking on that same subject, you bought the mall. It was just basically empty, other than Boscov's. And you said, you know what? You're one of the first people in the country to say these malls, which are a thing of the past, are also great real estate. And now you've got great medical facilities, dental facilities, the aquarium, things that nobody thought of in that location.
Yeah, and Bob, a bit out of survival. I had a building, and people always said, why don't you bring stores back? And believe me, I've called probably a few hundred thousand stores and trying to get people in there, but there wasn't an interest. And Steamtown was built originally as a dual anchor mall, having a third anchor even for a while, which was the Globe store, which the connection to the mall was over the bridge where I put Crunch Fitness. But having those dual anchors, Montgomery Ward and Boscov's, and the foot traffic between the two big anchors would activate all those inline tenants between the two anchors. Yeah. But once Montgomery Ward, which was Bon-Ton, and then that closed up, there was no longer that cross traffic. So those inlines in their lease had kickouts, and they also, you know, suffered with business. So for years and years of people leaving the mall, it had a really bad stigma. And I wanted to remove that stigma with the name change and make it more open to a marketplace. So whether there's stores or aquariums or gyms or medical, you know, it's, and there's hundreds and hundreds of jobs coming out of that building. Our gym's doing great. Our movie theater's doing great. It's and everybody in the mall that I talk to is doing really well. So I'm proud of it. And imagine that building empty right now. And imagine that street dark at night right now.
I can. Because prior to the mall, it was, and it was headed in that direction before you bought it. So, yeah, I can imagine. And I was driving down Lackawanna Avenue, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm looking at on Lackawanna Avenue, to my right was the Coney Island project. To my left was the mall. Then I drove underneath Crunch Fitness Center. Then I saw the old Southern Union building, which John owns. And then I saw the theater, the Scranton Art House. And I said, John, each one of these businesses would give any one of them would give a business person massive headaches, and you have all of them going at once.
There's only one way to explain that, Bob. I get my peace from God, and I always said there's calmness between my eyes. And, you know, if you're in a tough spot or you don't really know what to do, you just kind of surrender yourself to God's will and let him take the wheel for you. And I was always one that did that, and it helps me every day of my life. And first thing in the morning, I say a little prayer, and I get through the day. So it's great. And
well, John, God's a pretty good driver, obviously.
Well, he's the best, for sure. He's the only one I trust.
We go back to this, again, one of my favorite places, because in reference to the difficulties, you said we just keep plowing ahead. When you had that the facade collapse on Lackawanna Avenue, but you had major issues with that gorgeous building that houses Sergei's now, the nightclub, and of course the Terra 519. That was like one thing after another, and you just kept going ahead. And now it's a gem.
Bob, that was probably the hardest project I ever did in my career. And square footage-wise, not nearly the biggest by far. But, it all started when we went down into the lower level. And a lot of these lower levels in these buildings are just useless. So I said, what could I put in here where I could bring a revenue stream in? And I said, you know, some sort of nightclub or live entertainment, which the city was kind of void of at the time. So we started laying out the plumbing and things, the underslab plumbing. We cut the floor, and usually when you cut a concrete floor, and you would find, you know, gravel, modified dirt or something underneath it. But what we found was about a 3-foot void under the floor.
Oh.
So I later learned the whole courthouse square area was built on a swamp, yes. like a peat moss swamp. And what happened over the years is once the concrete was poured, and obviously there was dirt underneath it when it was poured, it just kept settling over the years. And we had to rip that all out. And it was even underneath the footings in some of that. So we had to create all new footings inside, and we put grade beams in, and we put a structural floor in case it ever happened again. The floor could sustain itself even with a void underneath it. And then we had on the left side, the brick veneer was pulled off the building because of water getting into the roof parapet walls, and it rotted out the brick ties. And then the side over backyard alehouse, the stucco was coming loose again. It was about 8 inches pulled away from the wall, and we had to take that all down. And then water leaks and the storm water coming in from the road was flooding the basement, and it's dry. It's done.
John, you're giving me a headache thinking about this.
Yeah, it was a tough one, Bob. I remember some of my guys told me, said, what do you want to do here? I said, just keep going. I said, we have to get through it. I said, if we're halfway through hell, you have to keep going, right? So we did.
Oh, and I'm telling you, I brag about them, as you know, every day. All of your places in Basiliga Hospitality. That's Sergei's. It is the nightclub. It is the nightclub in Northeast Pennsylvania. I've never seen anything like it, and I've been to some great places, but nothing as nice, as packed, as fun as Sergei's. And it's amazing. It's an amazing facility, the whole thing. The apartments above are awesome.
We have, I think it's 16 apartments up. 16 or 12, Bob. It's been a couple projects past that now. I think it's actually 12. They're all rented. Sergei's is doing great. Atera's doing great. You know, everything's good. We keep picking up. But I think my father would be proud. I named Sergei's, of course, after him. He was a music professor at Columbia, and he played on Broadway, and he won, you know, the United States, the best accordion player. And it was just, he was always into music. When we were little kids, I have four sisters. We all had piano lessons, and we all played instruments, and, you know, it teaches discipline and all that other stuff. And I think my father would be proud to have something like that, especially with his name on it, and done to the level that it's done, because that was always his way, class and honor. And you know,
John, so, I think he would love the accordion sign just as much as anything. That's a gorgeous
sign. If he was here today, we'd get him to play, maybe. But
and by the way, you added the greenery and new lighting, even more lighting, to the facade, to the front of the restaurant and Sergei's. It's really something. It's a gorgeous building. It really stands out.
Well, what I did, Bob, I did like a clean palette, like all white, and I knew I was going to add all that stuff later on, and there'll be more added to it, but it's a different looking building downtown. I always like signage. I like lights. I think a city needs to be bright, not dull. Sergei's has all of that. And at the end of the day, the lesson here is if you want something good, we all live here, you know, whether you like it or not, we live here. We ought to do as good as we could for our area to bring it forward. And that's what I want to do. And I want to, younger kids always come up to me, even the kids sometimes that later on at Sergei's, and, you know, they're just, you know, taken aback by what we did, and they're inspired by it. And they're like, I want to do what you're doing. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
They don't want to leave. They want to stay here. They want to do good. It's just, I'm proud to be a part of that. So
amazing.
And that mural at Steamtown, I know we talked about that too. That's a great message.
Absolutely love it. Well, John Basiliga, thank you for, on behalf of our veterans and this, our veterans tribute. But thank you for all you're developing and all you're doing. And I mean it when I say, John, the things you do for charity, all the other things, but the inspiration, the experiences, and the jobs that you provide with the businesses and your investments are off the charts and make a huge difference here.
Well, I want to thank you, Bob. Thank your listeners for all their support, because the businesses wouldn't do anything without our support of our patrons and my employees and our staff, and, you know, and wouldn't be able to build one thing without our veterans. So, thanks to all of them, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Amen. John, maybe we'll get to have you on before Christmas again, but thank you for coming on today. We appreciate it.
Anytime, Bob. Thank you very much.
All right. John Basiliga, developer extraordinaire, businessman extraordinaire, and just good, good man. We'll take a break and be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our previous guest, our friend John Basiliga. Featuring today, because it's Thursday already, I can't believe it, Basiliga Hospitality Group. Three really stellar bar restaurants. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. The Far Street Tavern in the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. The Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. Fine dining, we talked about that. Aterra 519, just walk in, it's spectacular. You will love it. And the Stegmeyer Mansion in downtown Wilkes-Barre. Dine back in another era. Sergey's the Nightclub. Look it. I'm 64. I've enjoyed the heck out of it. More as an observer than a participant. In fact, they got a Frank Sinatra show with my friend Chris DiMatteo next weekend. I can't wait. That's actually at Aterra. And then the Scranton Art House, my favorite movie house, Lackawanna Avenue. Joseph Grigasitis. South Wilkes-Barre, lifelong resident there. We lost him on September 15th. He was born in Wilkes-Barre, attended Myers High School. He was a proud member of the United States Coast Guard and often talked about celebrating his 19th birthday on the U.S. Coast Guard cutter East Wind in Greenland. How about that experience? Joe was employed as a laborer by Muskin Pools in Wilkes-Barre for well over 25 years before retiring. He was a lifelong member of the American Legion Post 815 Wilkes-Barre Township, where you would find him weekly on Wednesday and Sunday nights, talking with friends and acquaintances over old times. Joe was a hunter in his early years, small game and deer. He enjoyed his trips to Montana's Big Sky Country. But his favorite hobby by far was fishing for trout, shad, small and largemouth bass. He spent many years at his cabin in Cards Lake in Susquehanna County, where he enjoyed fishing and spending time with family and friends. He's survived by cousins and many others who knew Joe. Joseph Grigasitis, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. It is quite a come down to talk about the weather after these great veterans. Stormbreaker 16 forecast, meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, a mix of clouds and sun, windy, few snow showers, 34. Tonight, partly cloudy and frigid, 12. Friday, partly sunny and cold, 25. Sunday, partly sunny, 35. Sunday, partly sunny, 35. So, one really cold snap to deal with, and we'll take it from there. Bob Cadaro back with you on the eponymous program. Somebody texts in, can't wait for Coney Island. I know it. I absolutely love it. And somebody else, heading to the Old Brook this afternoon for appetizers and drinks. Before going to the Cultural Center tonight to see the Beatles versus Stones. I did not know about that show. Wow, that is great. Well, the Old Brook. Okay, you're going to the Old Brook tonight. Now, I'm telling you, and it's since the last time I was there a couple weeks ago. Cutie and I, the Paluchis, we go up there, and I see they've got bone marrow, and I love steak tartare, and they have it together as an appetizer. Now, if you like that kind of thing, unbelievable. So keep that in mind if that's your kind of thing. Somebody says, can you have John by the Wyoming Valley Mall? Oh, Lord. Somebody saying Charlie Hample, not somebody, Doug from Fox Hill. He says he passed away. He owned the pharmacy. Great gentleman. Well, our condolences to Charlie Hample and his family. But, wow. Somebody says, wow, poor Brad. It's amazing. Facts just bounce off this armor around him. He's sort of like the boy in the plastic bubble. Yeah, Biden was going to release the Epstein files in January. He was president until 20 of January. Yeah, I mean, come on. Which January? He was going to release the Epstein files the January after he left office. This is the insanity we're dealing with. Now, it's not Chris Kelly evil insanity. It's just Brad insanity. And we can deal with that. And we're more than welcome to, you could call again, Brad. More than happy. But he asked, can I make a statement? And I say this in all candor to people calling in. You can't lie on the show. I'm just not going to let you. We don't have time. I've got 3 hours, but there's not enough time. Somebody texted in, "Hi, Bob, tell Brad that the drug boats were actually the Gordon fishermen working for Mrs. Paul. They were just off course a little bit." That's Fred Duckman. Oh, Lord. I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's really crazy. somebody says, please don't take a call from Brad again. I will. I'm sorry. They say, I know people like that exist. I just can't listen to them. I'm 40 feet in the air in a bucket truck and in a lather now, says the electrician. Well, be careful up there. Don't let Brad get you. See, this is why I get in a lather, so you don't have to. Okay. Cabinet guy. So Brad is saying there's a second Epstein file, a real one and a fake one. I mean, indecipherable gibberish. Oh, Lord. I don't know. Somebody text in something. I'm trying to find an old text. I'm not going to say it. Yes, Slick said, geez, I can't believe they didn't see their fishing poles. The fishermen. That's what Brad called them. The fishermen. Like, why? But, see, that's where I go from. That's where I come from. Somebody's, yeah, the fishermen were on their way to altar boy practice. Listen, I don't get it. Why? See, that's what I'm stuck on. I know you're lying to me. And I'll watch like Hakeem Jeffries, or I'll watch Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or one of the squad members. Now, some of them I know why they lie. Well, it's they get their job and their power and everything out of it. But couldn't you just live in the world of reality as something? Couldn't you? Like, just, okay, let me deal in reality. Just once in a while. Start there. In fact, I didn't get to see the full clip. But Hakeem Jeffries complimented Trump, I think, on the pardon of Henry Cuellar, the Texas congressman who was prosecuted by the Biden administration. Probably, I don't know this, probably because he opposed their immigration and open border policies and did so from within their own party. Crazy. Anyway, hey, let's go to Wayne from Inan. Hey, Wayne, how you doing, man?
Very good, Robert. And how are you? Hey, how's that football game go with the leather helmet?
Well, I got there late. By the way, it's a planned thing. I planned to get there late, but I got there at about 11:17. I mistimed, and I remember last year I didn't have Chauncey to take care of, and let out, and all that other stuff. So he cost me maybe 7 to 10 minutes. And by the time I got there, they were already drinking beer.
Oh no!
But
now,
see,
what was the score?
The old guys won.
The old guys won.
Because we could cheat. See, that was always the rule. Once you're over 30, you could cheat, and so we cheat and we win. Well, we're teaching the young guys life lessons.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's
there
how
you
life
go.
Actually is.
Yeah, how life really is. How true reality is.
And by the way, Wayne, I played it. I played it on Monday, right at 9:05. One of the guys, this Miller Holmes, he went to AI. There's an application. He wrote these lyrics about the song, about the game. It's been going since 1970. And,
oh, wow.
And they turned it into AI turned it into a really, really good country song.
Oh, cool.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Well, here's my comment on this vote thing with Trump and killing the two people that supposedly survived it or whatever. My comment is it's international waters, okay? You let these two guys go, okay? You got to take them back to the country where they belong,
mm-hmm.
okay? You can't prosecute them here in the United States because it's international waters. Number two is, why do they get a second chance? Okay, you know they're only going to go back and bring another boat back.
Exactly.
Okay? Exactly. I know when I was in Vietnam, nobody offered me a second chance when they're coming charging at you with full bayonets and everything. Nobody's saying, okay, you got a second chance here, or the 58,000 around the Granite Wall.
Yeah.
They never got a second chance.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't get it. I really don't get it. Where is this country going?
Wait,
That's my comment, why
do these people, I'm not getting it, because there's a why to it. Why are you attacking this? Now, the one guy actually said, look, the congressman, I'm watching this and my jaw dropped. He's saying they're not drug dealers. They're just transporting drugs so that they can make money to feed their families. I was like, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? They know what they're doing. That's what I'm saying. They know what they're doing. And they're getting paid probably handsomely for that from their own country. I mean, I'm sorry. It's bringing drugs into this country. It's killing people. Okay. I lost a daughter to drugs. Okay. And it's not. I have a hard time understanding any of this as people saying, why, you know, why should we save anybody that's doing this? I don't get it. I really don't. You know? Like I said, in the second chance thing, you got to be kidding me. You know, Vietnam was never a war, Bobby. It was a police action. It was never declared an actual war. Okay, this is a war on drugs, which is never declared as an actual war.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look at it that way too.
And these are not lawful enemy combatants who are subject to the Geneva Convention, which our friend Brad brought up. And it's he heard that from some Democrat idiot who wants to attack Trump, and they just repeat it as though there's authority behind it. That's what they do.
Bob, when you're in the real war zone, okay, you know what the Geneva Convention does for you? Nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely nothing. I talked with Sue about this yesterday. I said, you know, the Geneva Convention is non-existent in a war zone. I'm sorry. It's just not. It's self-survival. That's the way it goes. It's now, Geneva Convention could be for masses, okay? If you have a mass, you know, in prisons or something like that, yeah. But out on the battlefield, there's no Geneva Convention.
Now, you're a you're a combat veteran, Wayne.
Yes, I am.
And I said this yesterday in other words. I said, we have to convince the rest of the world that we are as savage as they are, or even more so, and that we have the capability and the will to use our resources savagely against them.
Sure.
That's what Trump's doing.
Yeah, sure he is. And that's, I mean, that's, if you're in a war, you got to do that. You can't roll over and be a pussy. Let me tell you, it's not going to work. You're going to be dead. Dead, period.
World War II, they called our Marines the devil dogs.
Yes.
They said that they killed their parents. Well, that's what we wanted them to believe.
But that's what I'm saying about this vote. I cannot understand the American people buying this garbage to start with, period. You know, these people are bringing drugs into the country, okay? You got 100 horsepower motors on the back of these boats. That's no fishing boat. I'm sorry. No. It's been nice talking to you. I'm glad the helmet went well.
Didn't even have to put it on. Wayne, next year when I play, I might have to take you with me to be my offensive tackle.
Okay, there you go, buddy.
You can return your old position. Thank you.
Yeah, I play both ways, offensive and defense.
A great Scranton Tech. Thank you,
Wayne. Yeah, it was a great. Take care, my friend. You have a good day.
A pleasure. We'll take a break and be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Dion Murph tells us this date, 1962. They moved up to number two with, he moved up to number two with his hit, Run Around Sue. And what a great song it is, isn't it? Bob Cadaro back with you. St. Teresa, Mother Teresa for December 4th. She says, not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. I say that often about our veterans. They did the ordinary for so long and so well that it became extraordinary. The great Mother Teresa, St. Teresa for today. Somebody takes in Bob LTS. I happen to know firsthand how drug dealers, traffickers, and pushers hurt not only the user, but their families and their extended families, not to mention neighborhoods. It is life-changing, sad, depressing, and dangerous in so many ways. I have no sympathy for drug lords. They are destroying our world. And thanks for the great show. LTS back at you. We're killing them, okay? But this is deadly serious business. Somebody else takes in fishing boats, but there's not a single piece of fishing gear on the boat? LMAO. Laugh my ass off. Oh, God. It's crazy. LTS Caddy Daddy. He says, blow them up, ask questions later. Hey, Bob, the congressman's logic, if a bank robber shoots a guard and kills him, should we let him off because he's only feeding his family and doing what he needed to do? How dumb are these people? You are right. Let's go to the blower. We got Joe from Hunlock Creek. Joe, how are you?
Good, Bob. How are you?
Great, thanks.
What you guys were speaking about earlier, the point, I know it was a movie, but if you recall the movie, and it was based on a true story with Tom Hanks, and he had to go after the one brother because the one was killed. And
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan, correct. And if you remember that German, it was one of the horrific scenes.
He let go.
I thought it was the worst.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And remember he said he let him go and let him go. And then he had his, like, he covered his mouth and he's like stabbing him.
Yep.
That was so horrific to me. That was the worst scene.
That's what they call a fatal mistake, Joe. Joe, that is such a great point.
Guy, why would you? Yeah, it's like being in a kickbox fight or boxing. I used to box years ago, and you know you got the guy down. It's like, you know what? Let me help him up. Let him hit me. Am I right?
Yep.
It just doesn't seem right. He's got to hit me at least. Yeah, give me a chance to put me down.
I know. It's so ridiculous to anyone who's thinking straight.
There is no difference in that analogy.
Joe, tell me if you agree with this statement that I have written for myself to repeat. We have to convince the rest of the world that we are as savage as anyone, as savage as they are, and even more so. And that we have the capability and the will to use our resources savagely against them.
I just heard that. I just dropped the deer off, and I was coming up, and I heard that statement by you. And I said, you're damn right. I said, you hit the nail on the head. I agree 100%. Show the power you got. That's like going in there, Tyson going in there and using his toe or something. You know?
Like he did in that fight with Jake Paul, using nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to show force. If you don't, you're not going to deter anybody. You're going to be pushed around just like a bully. If you knock a bully on his butt, guess what? He's not going to bother you anymore. Mm-hmm. I went to Hanover, and I came from Jersey, but once I proved myself, guess what? Everybody liked me, and then I went out for sports. But it was like, until you proved yourself, you're going to be a punching bag.
Yep.
And that's what we are. We are punching bags.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. This guy, I mean, I wish I could give this guy a hug every morning.
I'm with you. I might slap him a couple times when he opens his mouth, but other than, but I love
crazy,
him.
He's definitely does better than he does worse.
Well, we just have to remember, Joe, that the people who hate Trump and say he's a dictator love dictators all around the world. Trump.
Yeah. And these people. You cannot argue with it. I don't care. I know Democrats. You can't. I don't even bother discussing because you can't argue with them. There's something wrong. They're missing a gene.
Talk about cherry
I'm
pie.
They are. Yeah. I'm telling you.
I know.
A true Democrat? All right. You take care and keep up the good work. Nice
Thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure. Thank you. Hey, we've got to take a break because my Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:02 and change, and we got the Weekend Warrior coming up. We can't do without that. We'll take this break for the news and come back on the Club for Common Sense, otherwise known as the Bob Cordaro Show.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.